being a late entry into this. Where do I get paid?
Checks in the mail.
Checks in the mail.
You want to save the planet, give the job to roadies and Navy SEALs. Everything is sorted. It'll happen. That's all you got to do. We'll take care of everything.
And lower the price of chicken wings at Hooters.
Yes.
When episode 8 came out, they fucked up, you know, fucking sci-fi Jesus. I'm like, you know what? Fuck you people. You all, you really fucking suck, man. Think I waited for this bullshit? I had never been so depressed walking out of a movie theater all my life. You know, and it's just like, and since then, you know, I listen to all the bullshit. I never watched YouTube. And then I started watching YouTube because they had these compilations of all these people reviewing the movie and how much they hated it. Oh my God, that was more entertaining than the fucking movie.
Hey, this is Party Like a Rockstar podcast, and I'm your host, Joel. Today's episode is brought to you by Misha's Kind Foods. They're an LA-based small business making the world's finest non-dairy cheese on the market today. They're lactose-free, paleo, keto, kosher, perev, and 100% vegan. If you like what you see, check out the next video. If you like this video, please subscribe and like by clicking the little round button on the bottom right. To learn more about me or our other guests on the show, go to joelrody.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok. The handle is Joel Rody. If you haven't already read my book, Memoir of a Roadie, it's now available through Amazon and paperback Kindle or as an audiobook. I hope you enjoy the show.
Oh, to go back to our first podcast, Joel, it wasn't Fuji. It wasn't him being bedded to swim naked out behind the PNC place, amphitheater in Pittsburgh.
New Jersey?
It was McGee. Whole bunch of people were throwing down for McGee to do it in some pond in Germany.
To get naked to swim around?
Yeah, to swim around to this little island or something in the middle of like some place in Germany.
I don't know
if McGee did it or not.
Well, I mean, want me to text him right now and find out if he did it?
Yeah, fucking. It's like, hey, did you get better money to go fucking swimming naked in the fucking pool in Germany?
We're trying to settle a 10-year-old bet.
We should all text him at the same time. He's gonna be like, "What the fuck are you? Who are you talking? What's going on?"
Let's see, where is he at here? There
he is. Okay, everybody, let's find out the end of the story.
Yeah,
what happened, and now he's silent.
Sorry, I can't type and speak.
Nope.
Wrong words will go one place or the other.
Yeah, that whole fucking shit, fucking, you know, don't even do. I can't multitask.
Multitasking doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Let me see if he. I'll text him the link and see if he's around. Maybe he'll jump on. You're McGee, right? McGee.
Yep.
We'll get to the bottom of this. I can't imagine he would do it. He would say he would do it, but I think he would.
Let's see. The text is away. We'll see if I don't know if he has a lead found it out.
He's probably going, "What the fuck is this about?
What's going on? I'm just sleeping." Yeah.
Random text.
No,
of, hey.
He only lives like an hour from me, maybe an hour and a half. So it's only 8:30. He's still got to be awake.
Oh, you know, he's the one who gave me my nickname. He came up with Rifkin.
That's right, he did on that STP tour.
And he do it in that Bostonian accent. Rifkin, you know, I can't do it, but it was like the slow like thing, and he'd sit there and he has this like underlying giggle where you know he's gonna unleash some serious shit. And then you're sitting there going like, your brain is an amazing place, you know, because he is very funny human being, man.
He's amazing.
Yeah, now that man's a character.
He's a great guy. Yeah, well, we had him all dressed up in like S&M shit. He ran out on the stage no problem. He was,
well, I mean, you did that. I mean, between him and Fuji, and
Fuji doesn't care. You don't need to pay him, dude. He didn't give a shit.
No, I mean, but they did that in Birmingham, Alabama, where they opened for STP that time.
Irish Cock was the name of the roadie band. Yeah, and I was I went out in like little spandex underwear things, and I would run around. And I kept grabbing the mic for McGee. I kept just moving it for no reason or whatever.
I think I have video of that.
Oh, God.
I'll have to dig through some like old Hi8 tapes.
You just
but I think
Scott's I got it. Megaphone for it. And then.
Haha. Yes, I made almost $1,000.
Stevie jumps on.
He's going to try and jump on. He's like, I don't even know if I have Zoom. Let me try.
We could get him in. It'll be so funny. I wanted to bring him on. Oh, here he comes. I wanted to bring him on with Doug Weiss.
Oh, that'd be great. I love Doug. He's a good dude.
Fantastic human being.
There he comes.
Look what you started, Tim.
The fucking Jaws theme music, and then everybody's logging on.
Again, everybody else bails on it, and yeah, now we have more than
We can hear you. So if you click on the bottom left, there's a little video camera. If you click that, then we can see you too.
I've never done this before.
That's what they all said.
Yeah.
I used my first time.
There he is.
What's happening, man?
What's going on, fucker?
Nothing. Just got home from doing a little babysitting.
Musicians or actual kids?
Oh, my godson.
Good babysitting. Fucking.
So, okay, what's the deal? So you got paid $1,000 to swim in a stream naked or something? I never heard this shit.
Yeah, there was a festival on STP. And Charlie Hernandez, I don't even know how it started, but he started throwing money at me. The Germans were swimming naked in this lake, and there was a raft out there about 100 yards. And I can't swim anyway that good, but he got the pot up to like, I think it was like $1,000 or $1,200. So, you know, I said, screw it. And Richie Mazzetta was with me. He ended up swimming out there with me. And I didn't make him pay because he was kind of my life raft. So I made it out there naked with my, I don't know, I'm half Irish, if that tells you anything. So I didn't want to get out of the water. Because there was like probably 10 naked German people on that raft, and like 8 of them were good looking women. Richie's just like, you gotta get out. And part of the deal was, when I got out of the water, Charlie wanted me to do 2 muscle poses, like flexed muscle poses, and 5 jumping jacks. And I had to do that. And
on the raft.
On the raft.
So what did you do with the $1,000?
Well, I didn't make, like I said, Richie didn't have to pay me, but Robert DeLeo took a picture of me as I jumped into the water. And he had that picture on his live rig work box forever, and he called it Flying Bacon. So, yeah, that picture, it was funny to see that picture, but yeah, just one of the things Charlie made me do. He also made me dress up as Britney Spears for Scott's birthday at the Worcester Centrum.
Oh, Jesus. Fucking hometown for you and everything.
Yeah, there's actually video of that. Yeah, his wife dressed me up, put a wig on me and a skirt. And Chester from Linkin Park, that was on that tour, he announced me to the crowd and said, we have a special guest for Scott's birthday. It was Britney Spears from Aslick, Kentucky, or Aslick, Arkansas. And they started, Hootsie was blaring Baby Baby, I think, as I wheeled this cake out. That was pretty funny, actually.
That's amazing.
Well, yeah, just the stuff you do, you know.
Well, we were just telling the story just before you came on about Irish Cock opening for STP in Birmingham.
Yeah, I was just in Alabama the other day, and I thought of that story. But you still haven't found the footage.
I think I was just telling them. I think I have it somewhere. I've got to try and dig it up.
Yeah, get to work. It's priority, man.
It's only been about 20 years now.
YouTube needs to see this.
You had Scott's megaphone, right?
Yeah, Jay. Fuji was drumming with his shirt off and a headlamp.
Yeah,
which is the funniest part of the whole thing. And Jason and Richie were on guitar and bass. And yeah, I put a boa on, but there was so much smoke and lights, you couldn't tell it wasn't the band for about 30 seconds.
I remember the audience yelling, and then it was like, what?
Yeah, they weren't too happy. Then the band came out laughing. So
yeah, in that video footage, I know I've like Riggered Ann, you know, given the old like, all right, you know, focus, focus. You know.
Yeah, Dan was a classic. Funny guy. Was awesome.
Very animated.
Yes.
Yeah, Attaboy told me the story. I asked Cosmo Wilson about it, but it's the one with AC/DC and the bell or whatever. That's
yeah.
Amazing. So Cosmo remembers it sort of. He said, yeah, I kind of remember that.
I never even heard it.
It's great. I don't know, Attaboy, if it's an awesome story.
Basically, was Dan, when we went to Australia in 2001, we put the bell, the hell bell, on a moving track system.
Yeah.
And Dan was operating it. So we brought Dan on the tour and all this shit. Well, one night it was having issues. So, you know, the song wouldn't start until Brian would jump on the bell. They'd hit the fucking track and start dinging. Well, the bell would come out from the center of the room and make its way down and towards the stage. Fucking, it got down a little bit, would stop. Spotlights are on it. Brian's just kind of waiting in the shadows and then start moving again. Dan's already flipping out because he already knows he's got problems. God knows what's happening.
Yeah.
It finally gets down low enough. And it's halfway on the runway where Brian says, well, fuck this. You know, we got to start the song. So Brian takes off running for the bell. Well, as he takes off, the bell goes the opposite direction. And now Brian is chasing this fucking thing down the runway. So here we are. This fucking bell is zinging away. Brian Johnson is running after it. And then all of a sudden it turns tail and the bell starts chasing Brian and chases him all the way back up on the stage. So it finally stops. Brian turns around, fucking huffing and wheezing because he's been chased by this fucking bell. And he finally jumps on it, fucking starts the song. And the whole time, Dan is just like, his face is in his hands and shit. He's like, man, I'm going to get fired, this and that. Hope's going to turn me into ass. And we're all laughing because, I mean, you couldn't stop because it was funny. It was Spinal Tap. At the end of the song, fucking Brian is laughing and everything, and he's like, man, who was driving that bell, Ray Charles? And then the fucking, Dan just fucking, he just wanted to run away out of embarrassment.
Ray Charles. But that's funny.
Man, fucking.
Good one, huh?
Yeah.
That's a Spinal Tap moment.
It is. It's like, when always you have that stupid shit going on.
Did you do Ricky Martin with Dan? Attaboy?
No, I was actually out with Opie. So I was doing probably Ozzfest or Ozzy stuff. And then a whole bunch of other guys were on Ricky Martin because you had Springo was production managing that. So of course, Opie and Springo would always talk back and forth. And then it was LSD. So you had Cooper, you had Sarge, you had Tim Schiavone, Mike Finn. You had Mike Parker. I mean, I guess, and these guys were like hard partying on that one. At that time, that tour had been like one of the biggest things in arenas up to that date. And they're just getting, you know, just having long fucking fuck off days of work. So these guys were just fucking tearing it up as soon as they get on the bus. I heard Springo didn't even walk on the lighting bus because those guys were so out of control. You know, so it was just like, fuck that. I ain't talking to those guys. I'll see them tomorrow. You know?
So other than your first episode, the most edited should be Mike Finn. I had to edit out a bit of Mike Finn, too.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. Oh. They were good stories, though. They were really, really good stories.
Yeah. Unfortunately, in this day and age, it's like, hey, you know, get a knock on your door. Hey, we heard a story about you. And it's like,
Gotta change.
What are you doing now?
I've been doing some fill-in work for, it's been slow, you know, but I've been doing some construction stuff with my buddy's excavation company, but I've been doing some Sammy Hagar dates, filling in, teching for Jason.
Were you just in Vegas last week or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, were you out there?
I caught the show Friday night, Super Bowl weekend.
Oh, you were in the crowd?
Yeah.
You didn't see my bald head up there?
Nah, man. Well, y'all had fucking masks on. I can't tell who the fuck's who.
I know. Yeah, wearing the mask isn't any fun, but.
Yeah, I went, so I did Jason's Zeppelin Experience thing.
Oh, was Andy on that?
Andy.
Mondo? Oh, Mondo guy?
Yeah. He was doing front of house on that. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was just Jason's PM.
Okay, yeah, I've been doing some filling stuff, you know. But nice. I guess
I would have hit you up. I didn't know you were in Vegas.
Yeah, I know. And then I got another filling gig with Styx I had to cover. So I just did 6 shows with them. That's a that's an old school drum kit. That's a big board.
Yeah.
Todd's an incredible drummer. So I got some more stuff with them next month.
Nice.
And then in April, I'm going to do something with Mike Portnoy, which I haven't done him since like 98.
It's been a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got one of his side bands. I'm going to kind of do a favor for his tech, Jose, and fill in for like 6 or 8 shows or something.
Was it like nice. Winery Dogs or something like that? Or
This one's called Transatlantic.
Yeah.
I'm not even familiar with the music, but I would imagine it's progressive type stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
You guys been
keeping busy or
trying?
Yeah. You still Fallout Boy?
I am. Yeah. We have a show next month in Vegas, private next month in Vegas. We have a festival in May in Alabama. And then we have, depending on how our Russian buddies do and Ukraine does, we're due to be in Europe for June and July.
So, yeah. I don't know how that's going to go.
As of right now, I think it'll be all right, but we'll see. Yeah, that's kind of above my pay grade.
Hopefully this thing that'll end quick.
Yeah, I mean, they started peace talks today is what I heard, or ceasefire talks, I should say.
Yeah, at least that's what they tell us. You never know.
Exactly.
Above my pay grade. I haven't seen Attaboy in a while.
I know, it's been good, a few, right? Man.
I know. You still doing pretty good?
Yeah, man. I'm fucking hanging in there. It's like, this whole COVID thing, I just been kind of hanging back in Ohio. I'm looking at everybody's rooms where everybody's got all their memorabilia up, and all my shit's in a fucking storage locker in Vegas, man. Fucking jealous.
Yeah, I just came out of my bed so I would look like I was awake and upright.
So I got to do next month, or actually, I go do some Colombian R&B rapper named J Balvin.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'd never heard of him. I guess he's sold like 38 million albums. And Jake Berry's putting the tour together, and we're doing it in the round in arenas.
In the state?
Yeah. We're doing both coastlines and then the whole southern border.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah. So anything heavy Spanish speaking, that's where we're at. So.
Yeah. That would be Massachusetts at the moment. Well, that's a lot of. They have a lot of Portuguese people here.
Yeah.
So, you're still in Mass?
Oh, yeah. Still down here in Braintree. I'm not planning on going anywhere at the moment. Just what it is, where am I going to sell my house and then go live by myself somewhere?
I mean, maybe.
Yeah. The thought has crossed my mind.
Hey, you can go to a deserted island or something.
Actually, some guy was working here. So he's from Guatemala. He bought a place on the beach, literally on the beach, for 40 grand. He's worked it out where he's got 4 more years of working here. And then he'll own it outright. And he said he only needs to make a couple $100 a month for food and stuff. And he can go back home. And I was suddenly, you realize it's a big world, man, 40 grand, you're on the beach. I'm like, what are you going to do there? And he's like, I don't give a shit. I'll do whatever. I don't care. If it's that bad, I'll fly back here every now and then. And
that's what he paid for a place in Guatemala, 40 grand.
He said $40,000 on the beach.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, different countries. I mean, I know. Who's that, Chad? Who was that drum tech? Shane from Godsmack. Didn't he live in Costa?
Something like, I don't remember if it's Costa Rica or not, but yeah, something like that.
Yeah, he had a place down there. I don't know if he's still down there.
He might have passed away. I might be wrong. No? Did one of their drum techs pass away?
I don't know. I didn't. If he did, I didn't hear that.
Oh, I'm thinking of Clint. Guy that used to have Clint. back.
Clint used to work for John DePesta, right?
He might have, yeah. But he did Godsmack for a while. Clint passed away.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the problem is living on a beach sounds nice until you're a fair-skinned, bald Irish guy.
I'm there. Yeah, I can't do it. I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah. I think
you're sunburned just from your computer screen, Joel.
It's bad. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I lived in when I was started truck decking in like 89 around Boston, just locally. After a few years of doing construction, I went down to Fort Lauderdale to go to school, and I was there a few years, but we used to go to the bikini contest every Sunday, and they were usually emceed by a comedian or something. And so I'm in the crowd having a beer watching, and the guy notices me. And he says, "Hey, big guy," he goes, "where are you from? Where are you visiting from?" And, you know, and I'm white as hell. And I said, "I actually live here." And he says, "What do you use for sunblock? Mayonnaise?" And of course, I mean, you can't fight back when you don't have a microphone. But that was a funny one. I like that.
I would have beat his ass for you, McGee.
That's all right.
I would have tried.
It's the truth, though. When you're white, you're white.
Yep. SPF 1 bazillion.
Exactly.
SPF sweater.
I think everybody on this thread is bald and afraid of the sun. Everyone on this.
I'm going that way because I tell you what, fucking COVID, it looks like I brush a llama every day. I brush my hair, man. It's all coming out.
More hair than all of us combined, though.
If you start seeing me wearing baseball caps, you know it went.
He's going to let it keep growing, and he's going to, you know, sell it so that they can make wigs for us.
That's right.
Something.
Cranial Merkins.
Be like that scene from was Every Which Way But Loose, and all the bikers lose their hair, and they all buy those fucking wigs.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a Charlie Hernandez fucking move for all the crew.
Oh, yeah. Have any of you guys seen Charlie lately?
Not in a few years. I want to say three years ago, I think.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him in probably two.
I talked to his son. I talked to Junior, but I haven't talked to Senior in a while.
Is he still out with the Eagles?
Junior?
Yeah.
Last time I talked to him, he was bouncing between the Eagles and shit. I can't remember. It was another giant band like that. He was bouncing between the two of them. I can't remember who the other artist was.
Yeah, I ran into him in Vegas a few years ago when Aerosmith was doing the residency.
Yep.
He was at the Starbucks at the MGM. It was good seeing him, though. I hadn't seen him in a while since he was young.
Good kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody needs to pry all the stories out of Charlie.
Do you remember on SDP, you guys were all into that one comedian that had the puppets and stuff, and he was like very...
Otto and George.
What was it?
Otto and George.
Otto and George. Did you guys ever watch this stuff?
I don't know.
They were nuts. Him and Fuji, man. Every day they loved him. And they started quoting the guy. And then I think you guys got him to come to a show.
Yeah, I think he did come to a show. But that guy, he ended up passing away, unfortunately. But he's a ventriloquist. And his puppet that he controls is as filthy as they come. So it's a great, great concept.
It was either that or the... what is it? The Aussie guy who died, the shark hunter or whatever. What was his name?
Steve
Irwin.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all that McGee and Fuji all day was either that guy or this puppet dude.
Well, the Otto and George is just, nobody was ever like that. I mean, whoever had the puppet back in the day, who was it? That madam lady? I mean, if you see the Otto and the George puppet, it's insane looking with the eyebrows and the stuff he says it's unreal.
It's what makes McGee happy. You know, one of the ones I remember is there was a big boxing match, right? And so these guys were working, and so I knew the outcome of the boxing match. It was a Mike Tyson fight. And I came in and I'm like, oh, dude, it ends in the second round because the guy beats him up. McGee was so angry. He was so mad at me, you know. You fucking idiot. I've been waiting all day for that. You fucking was so mad.
I was a big boxing fan.
Oh, you were very angry. You were very, very mad.
And nowadays it's tough not to get spoiled on anything. With the if you open up your phone on anything, you're gonna see something. So
you're gonna see a Chad Olick meme. That's what you're gonna see.
Yeah.
It's like how it's the highlights of my days, man. I fucking posted something yesterday or two days ago. Just the fact that, you know, and I get all this fucking backlash of, you know, political shit. I'm like, I just wanted to say I don't like the motherfucker. I don't care about the ideology or the politics or anything else. I just don't like him. And I'm both, I don't like him. And people are like, well, that's un American. That's this or that. It's like, no, fuck you, man. It is American. I can say I don't like him and fuck you. I mean, literally. I mean, who was
the guy you didn't like?
Biden. It was just one of those things where it was just like he had they had superimposed his face over what was it, the Art of War, Shuzitsu or something, or but he goes, if you don't know what you're doing, you're your enemy.
Yeah,
and I thought that was fucking funny. And it was just like, then all of a sudden everybody's fucking butthurt. I'm like, come on.
You can't be careful. I was just talking to Rocco Reedy before this because I was going to try to get Rocco jump on too. And he said he got ripped apart the other day. And he was like, dude, what the fuck, man? I mean.
Again, I'm to the point where I'm actually thinking about just getting off of Facebook for a while because my own family is going, get this, okay? My mom's side of the family coming out of the woodwork, giving me grief about, you know, you're posting a Q. You don't know what those Q people are talking about. They're not up to. I'm like, yo, it's my initial. But you don't. It's my initial. My dad gave it to me. Sorry. What am I? I'm sorry you don't have one, but I don't know any of those other people. I got my own Q.
Oh, yeah.
But they're giving me grief about this like it's my problem.
I'm careful. Chad, you're a little more risque than me, but the ones that are worse, I send to Attaboy and Chad via instant message so I don't have to hear anything bad about it. But it's really funny.
I try to steer away from anything that's too political.
I don't want to offend anybody. I try to pick
both sides semi-equally.
Yeah, but I show to my girlfriend, I'm like, posting? And she's like, no. I'm like, darn. I send it to Chad and I'll be like, you post it. You get in trouble. You get yelled at.
See, I think it needs to go back the way it was back in the 70s and 80s, where you go out your way to offend everybody because everybody's got one with you and Rocco.
That's what Rocco was talking about. The whole beginning what's his name? Mel Brooks, and how just, you know, let's go for the throat. Let's go. Let's have fun. And, you know, what was one of the things that was interesting. So I had Vince and his brother, Vince and George Edwards on. And so Vince was saying, like, with a lot of the newer roadies and stuff, it's a very, very different upbringing. You know, we can be smart asses, whereas them, it's like, whoa, I take offense to that, you know, and it's just a matter of fact. It is what it is. And so things have changed, you know, the smart assery is a little harder.
No, you know, this is where ball busting 101 needs to come in more than ever, because you know what, they're going to have their fucking ass this in a fucking tear about anything. If they're pissed off about one thing, it's gonna be two, then it's gonna be four, then it's gonna be six and eight. It's like, you know what, no, you need to be numb to all this shit.
It's kind of like, so McGee, fuck man, they gave me so much shit, you know, it was amazing, it was tons of shit, but you know what, when it was funny, you gotta laugh about it too, because you're like, this is pretty fucking great. I can't believe I'm doing this.
Yeah.
You must have been the same way with some of the crap they had you do, Mickey. I mean,
oh yeah. I mean, I always say when I bust somebody's balls, you know, that means I like you. If I'm not messing with you, you know, I don't feel like being around you. But I don't have Facebook. That nowadays you could have three followers and post a picture of a flower and two out of the three people would be offended by it, it seems, you know. Yes. That's just my take on it. So I'd stay clear. Every political party, they're all morons. They're all out for themselves. People defend so-and-so, you know, they put down this guy. They love this guy, but you're loving a politician and they don't care about us.
That's exactly correct. They don't know you and you don't know them. I mean,
that's correct.
That is enough, right? You and I want to go see a rock show. Maybe I can talk you into it. You want a poster and I could, anyway, we could do a trade. These guys are a bazillion levels higher than us and they're in their own little crowd. We don't get nothing out of it. So
with me, George Carlin said, you know, Tim? They're in the big club.
You're in the club. They're
hey, George Carlin said, you're not in it. You and I are not in it.
No, my one that is, you know, if I'm ever telling you anything political and you should do it, there's 100% chance the guy bought me a beer at a bar. that's all it takes. But it would be like, no, this guy's good.
See, for me anymore, it's almost like it's a WWE event when you watch shit from DC. It's like, it's all... Somebody wants to be the bad guy today, then we'll have the guys be the good guy, and then they'll flip the script, you know, whatever it is. But in the end, they're all fucking us. I mean, you know.
It would make for an interesting show. What if, like, Charlie was president, and you got all of us roadies running around trying to fix shit?
It'd be fixed in a week.
Exactly.
Very quickly.
And it'd be done. There'd be a lot of
done in half the time and under budget.
Again.
Be a lot of gaff tape.
I wrote this down 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I wrote it down. You want to save the planet, give the job to roadies and Navy SEALs. Everything is sorted. It'll happen. That's all you got to do. We'll take care of everything.
And lower the price of chicken wings at Hooters.
Yes.
Dude, this is general. Fucking hell, man. It's not like it used to be.
No, it goes up. I haven't been to a Hooters in like a dozen years.
Well, they were saying it's 20 cents a chicken wing. Times have changed.
Oh, dude. Well, that or bars. You know, the bars back in Columbus in general used to have like, you know, food buffets. They'd have hot dogs, meatballs, nachos, and shit. That was the whole thing. Why pay for dinner when you can go to the bar that's got food and then you can spend all your money on the booze?
Yeah, well, you know, nachos is not a good dinner every evening either.
Hey, when you're drinking a lot, you really don't care what you're really eating at that point.
That was the whole reason I took the job at the Alarosa, was because I could get Rosa to make me subs for lunch for free. Cool. I don't have to pay for this? Okay. Or my you're not going to get paid tonight either, but that's all right. All right. It's okay. I got a sub.
There's always a way to get free food, but in high school, I used to deliver pizzas for Domino's, and I used to make pizzas. That was in like 87, and if we were hungry, we'd go to a payphone, call in a couple of fake orders, you know, and then you'd go to deliver them. The place wasn't there. You take them back, and you got to eat the pizza. So there's always a way to get free food.
So what did you put on your pizza? And do you still eat pizza, McGee?
I haven't had pizza in 15 months now, so
we're doing that.
I've been on a health kick, so I've been and I've dropped down. Well, my heaviest weight, I was 352. Right now I'm about 202.
Man, I weigh what you weigh now.
Oh Christ, you gotta stop with the baguettes and the beer.
A lot of the beer. Yeah, the beer is bad. Anyway,
it's always tough. Beers. You know.
Well, beer's good.
I don't drink that much, is the truth. I really don't, actually. I just, my problem is you put food in front of me, I'll eat all of it. I don't care what it is. I'll eat everything. And I'll eat it really fast. So if it's a smaller meal, fine. I'll be fine. But if it's a big meal, I'm going to eat every damn piece of it. I think I'm like in the wild or something. And if I don't get it all in my belly, I'm going to die in the next 3 days.
That's years of catering.
It's years of catering where you don't know if you're going to get a phone call. Yeah, you need to go do some shit or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You need to go watch McGee's TV show on the bus.
You know what the heck I'm... I haven't had too many TV shows lately.
I've been bad. A lot of these TV shows are actually really good now. So Ozark was great, you know. It's really fun to watch.
Final season about a month and a half away.
Oh, is it?
DeLorean and stuff. They're fun. I don't know. Really easy. Oh, you know what was really fun? It was a movie with Tom Cruise, and now it's Reacher. Super fun, man. I like that.
Really good show. The movie was terrible.
I haven't seen the movie, but everybody tells me, oh, really bad, really bad, really bad.
Well,
so you know, in that Reacher show, the last episode of the show, the guy who wrote all of it or whatever, Lee Childs is in it. When he walks into the diner and the guy kind of walks by and sort of bumps him a bit, that's
yeah. Nice. I've read all those books. So when the Tom Cruise movie came out, I was like, oh, this should be good. Maybe. Tom Cruise is 5'2".
So that's what Lee Childs, if you read up, he hated it because he's like, why'd they pick some little guy?
Yeah. And the book was 6'5" or 6'4" or some shit. He's massive.
The best thing Tom Cruise ever did was Les Grossman in Tropic Thunder.
Amazing. Dude.
They should have done a movie on that.
It's the end where he's dancing.
He reminds me of Butch Allen.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know, Les Grossman is a fucking epitome of Butch Allen.
I haven't seen Butch in a long time.
Yeah.
What was good about that is, I mean, he stole the show from fucking comedians, man. I mean, he won the game in that. And what's his name?
What's his name
where they tie him to the pole to stop him from doing drugs or whatever?
Oh, Jack Black. Yeah.
So funny too. But still, Tom Cruise took it.
See, we could have Roadie movie review weekly.
We should. The one chick didn't get naked enough, and the guy definitely wanted that chick to get naked, but he was too afraid to say it. And some motherfucker has to balls up sometime and be like, hey, give McGee $1,000 on a swim across the river again.
It wasn't much of a swim. It was more of a struggle.
Yeah,
I always used to say I was going to have my own movie review, and it was going to be Siskel and McGeebert. nobody bit at that one. I haven't been to a movie though. I mean, there's really not much good that comes out, I don't think, anymore in the theaters.
You know, the thing is with these TV shows, they're so exceptional. Why rush off to see a movie?
Yeah,
there's so many of them. I mean, you can't keep up. So
I've been watching Narcos. The marijuana one. I don't think it's the original one. Well, was there a couple different Narcos?
I'm not sure.
I've never watched it.
I only seen the Escobar one.
Yeah, I'm watching the other one. I think I accidentally downloaded some of the wrong one, but I like it. I watched Ozark for 2 seasons and then never went back.
Yeah,
but I liked it. What's the one now? A lot of people are saying that new John Cena one's good.
Peacemaker.
Yeah, Peacemaker.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Heard of it.
I don't know. I don't know how it is.
Did you guys watch Loki?
No.
Loki is really good, dude. Loki was really fun to watch. Very good. What We Do in the Shadows.
I've heard that was excellent.
Super great, man. Like, it's got to be ad lib. I don't know. It's got to be in it. It's a spoof vampire thing. That's just they're really good comedians, man. It's good. So those are that one I look forward to watching. I like that one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still trying to finish The Walking Dead. I like zombie stuff. I've always liked that stuff since I was a kid. But
you're the only one I know who still watches that show. I think this is the last season.
It's part 2 of 3. Of the last season.
Of the very last bit before the one guy dies, and then they're going to do more.
I'm on season 9, I think.
Yeah, I still watch Walking Dead as well.
Yeah,
I watched a little bit of, was it Generation Z or something? Brad Pitt?
That was a movie, right?
It was film, movie, yeah.
That was World War Z.
World War Z, yeah.
The zombies you don't want to meet, fast ones.
Fast ones, quick, yeah. Yeah, my friend was upset because he's like, that's not how zombies are, dude. That's not how they are. I'm like, I know. I don't think they realized that. I think it was intentional. It was, yeah, but the book, they didn't do that. This is just bullshit.
Yeah, but it's different than the slow lumbering ones.
Yeah, well, look at Blade. You know, Blade was a little bit different. Spice it up a bit. So I was all about, what was it? Underworld. She was, what a vampire killer lady, whatever, should look like. Those were good.
I'm gonna go jump in the shower there, take a cold shower.
I know, I get excited with all these roadies around. All right.
But anyway, I am boycotting. I won't watch another Rock movie. I'm tired of The Rock. He makes I'm just over the guy.
Everybody loves that guy.
I know, but he needs one hater, so I'm signing up.
You're the only guy who doesn't like him.
You're the guy.
The movies are so unrealistic. The guy's too perfect. He's got to have many skeletons in the closet.
Too many. I need to see it. I'm trying to think. I'm not a big movie goer. I'm trying to think of a movie I've ever seen with him in it. Was he the one? Was he in with Sylvester Stallone where he had like everybody in it?
No.
And I don't know if I've ever seen a movie with The Rock.
Well, they're pretty unrealistic.
Yeah, but like Reacher was pretty silly and it was super fun.
I like
that. I was laughing away. I thought it was very funny.
Oh, the series or the movie?
Series. I never saw the movie.
I remember the movie. The only scene I liked was when Tom Cruise was in the diner and they took him outside and he said, "Remember, you asked for this." And then he just whipped the shit out of everybody.
You like the tough guy stuff.
Talk about suspending belief.
Yeah. Did you ever see the Family Guy when Tom was on it?
No.
Oh, him and Stewie were like the same size. It was funny.
Remember the South Park with him and Travolta in the closet?
He wouldn't come out of the closet.
That was funny.
That still cracks me up, South Park.
They got to be sitting in a room like working on this stuff going like, "This is so funny. This is so funny."
Unbelievable.
Yeah. There's no Facebook closing those guys down. They're like, "Dude, we're going to go for it. We're going to go for it." Maybe they're the Mel Brooks of now. They're pushing the envelope.
Kind of. Yeah.
No way.
Last summer I was out on I went out with Stain. They were opening up for Korn and there was a couple of young guys that never toured before. And I showed them Blazing Saddles on the bus. Jesus. And they couldn't believe, you know, that you could make a movie like that.
Did they like it?
Oh, yeah, they were laughing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so I had some faith in them.
Yeah, but it's nice to see that things, you know, are generational. Not that it was my generation either. I guess it's a little older than me, but I don't know. I feel like things made a drastic change. But maybe not. I don't know. If we ask our parents, I wonder if they felt the same. I don't know.
Yeah, this is all this PC shit.
Yeah, it's politically correct.
Yeah, I mean, you know, is that or they try to put like messages in everything anymore. I mean, when they fucked up Star Wars, boy, I was hot under their collar for fucking months after that. I was just like, when Episode 8 came out, they fucked up, you know, fucking sci-fi Jesus. I'm like, you know what? Fuck you people. You really fucking suck, man. Think I waited for this bullshit? I had never been so depressed walking out of a movie theater all my life. You know, and it's just like, and since then, you know, I listened to all the bullshit. I never watched YouTube. And then I started watching YouTube because they had these compilations of all these people reviewing the movie and how much they hated it. Oh my God, that was more entertaining than the fucking movie.
Yeah.
And then since then, I've been on fucking YouTube so much now because I watch all that stupid shit. But yeah. It's just, you know, all the crap they're putting in all today's shows. It's got to have a message. It's got to have this, got to have that. It's like, no, I want to forget all my shit that I'm fucking trying to do. Don't fuck my sports up or don't fuck my fucking movies up or this or that. And it's always somebody. It's always the fucking cats that never got attention or whatever. And then they got fucking on some kind of like storyboard or hired on some gig. You know, now they're fucking up all of our stuff. I fucking hate it. It fucking winds me up.
Yeah, well, we're middle aged now. We're past, my lives are half over, you know? So we're the older curmudgeons now.
Get off my fucking lawn.
I was just going to say that.
You're like Walt from Gran Torino, Attaboy.
Dude. Well, it's like that. Well, on top of that, it was like I was looking at the last, the new lineup for Coachella, I guess, for this year. And I don't know who one band is on those fucking posters. Not one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so I'm going out with somebody I don't know who the fuck he is. And everywhere I look, I don't have no idea who they are. It's like, I think you made that fucking, that cross over the hill, man.
Oh, yeah. With the amount of just the sheer amount of artists who have died in the last few years. Yeah. All the guys in their 70s. It's sad, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just the fact of life. You know, all the stuff we grew up listening to. And I don't know any of this new music. You know, I don't listen. I think the last album I actually bought was in 99, a Seven Dust album. And then a few months later, I went out with them for a summer, which I still need therapy over. Guys, I don't even know how they're all alive, but great, God bless them. They're still out there plugging away.
Oh, yeah. They just started a new tour.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, my friend texted me. She said she's going to see him in Oklahoma in a couple days or something.
I think I'm going to see him up here in New Hampshire. They're up here in New Hampshire in April.
Oh, yeah? What part of April, you know?
I'd have to look it up. I'll text you.
Yeah, let me know, because I don't know if I'll be gone like the mid-April to the end.
Yeah, I'll look it up. They're playing at the Hampton Beach Ballroom.
Yeah, one time I went, after I toured with them a few years later, I went up there to see him one night. And I ended up in New Jersey after the show. I had my mother's car up at Hampton Beach. It got left there. I go, how the hell am I going to get home from Jersey? I don't even remember how I ended up down there.
That's awesome.
They kidnapped me on the bus. And I think I've got drunk maybe five times in 26 years of touring out in the United States, you know. And I don't even drink anymore. But that was just one of them nights where Clint got to you.
But he ended up in a different state.
Yeah, so, yeah.
And McGee, it's Saturday, May 7th.
Oh, May 7th. I think I'm doing one more Phil and Hagar show out in Vegas or Nevada.
Yeah, he's a fountain of youth guy.
Dude.
It's amazing. Okay.
Dude, rum and tequila, buddy. Fucking keep you young. Keep your lease there.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's a great night of music, too. I mean, good song.
It's so good. Like I went, you know, I was out there with a bunch of friends for Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah.
One of my buddies was like, hey, you know, Sammy's playing Friday and Saturday at the Strat. I was like, let me see what I can work out. So,
did you manage some free tickets?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I mean, having worked for the drummer for a couple of years helps.
I never even got his number, but you know, he doesn't even, do you know Alistair Watson?
We've talked on the phone and we've emailed. I've never met him in person.
He's a production guy. He was the lighting guy in STP. The first time I met him, he comes into the rehearsal all beat up. He was walking down the street and a van pulled out and he said a bunch of Mexican guys get out and beat him up and took his passport. So he's the one who actually got me in the camp, but with his accent, he's joking around. He told Jason my name was Maggie instead of McGee. So Jason's never called me McGee once. He calls me Maureen or Mabel or Dolores, you know, but he does it in a fun way. So after that last show Saturday night, when he finishes the set, he gives me the bro handshake and he says, now, Dolores, you stay away from all the hookers tonight. And he just walked up front, did his bar with the band. But he's a great drummer.
Great drummer, great guy. Like, super nice guy.
Always in a good mood, yeah. And very technically sufficient, too. Like, mixing his monitors, he knows his stuff.
Yeah, he knows what he wants.
Yeah, he's real good at it. So I like teching for him. It's a nice, easy kit. Yeah. And him telling stories about his dad, you know.
Oh.
I was definitely kind of fanboying a little bit just listening to him.
Did you hear the story about him playing for the Beatles?
No.
So the Beatles came over the house and apparently his dad had him sit up and play. Like, I might be telling it wrong, but I think he got him up like late at night, like got him up to play for I don't know if it was all of the Beatles or just a few of them, but yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I toured with, do you guys know Bernie Boyle, tour manager?
I know.
He spent some time as Aerosmith's tour manager, and he was actually a 16-year-old kid, and he was roadieing for the Beatles before they broke. Whoa. So, wow. Yeah, so he was from Liverpool, and he told this story to us that, you know, they would play the circuit with a couple other bands, you know, and it was winter time one night. So they were driving home to drop Bernie off. He said it was around midnight, and he says, hey, do you lads want to come in, you know, and have some tea or whatever? So the Beatles went into his house, and he's making them tea, and they were being a little loud. And the old woke up the old man who had to get up for work. And so the old man got up a little miffed, and he goes, Bernie, what, you know, what's going on out here? You know, keep it down. And he goes, oh, sorry, Dad. You know, he goes, these are the fellas, you know, John, you know, Ringo, whatever, you know. And he goes, it's nice to meet you guys, you know, but keep it down. And so then, like 2 years later, the Beatles are bigger than anything. And Bernie used to say his old man would be at the pub bragging that he had the Beatles over for tea one night. You know? how these stories morph, you know.
Urban legends.
Urban legends, yeah. Yeah. See, they probably weren't even drinking tea, those Beatles guys. It was probably coffee. How fucked up stuff gets.
Probably tea, I would imagine.
Things tea? Yeah, maybe it was tea. All right, guys. No, sorry. What do you got, McGee?
No. That's fun talking to you guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You up in New Hampshire, Chad?
Yeah. Yep.
I've had enough of the winter.
It's pretty much done. That last storm was probably about it.
I don't know. I don't trust it. We've been getting the late hits the last few years.
Yeah. We'll have to, McGee, you and I have to try and catch up, have some dinner sometime soon. We're not that far away.
Yeah, I'm around for, you know, a few weeks there, so.
Yeah, I'm home all of April and about half of May, so.
All right.
And from now until then as well. No, actually, March, I got about a week and a half in Vegas in March.
I'm doing dinner dates. Hey, Tim, I'm going to be probably in Cleveland here in a couple of days.
Yeah, sure. Right, we're all set up dates.
Yep.
So my buddy he owns a meat market. It started with his grandfather in 1954, I think, or 56. And he's selling the meat market where he's just going to be a landlord on the property and get his life back. So we're in the last little bit. So tonight is tomahawk steaks, you know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's been into, there's like my girlfriend today was placing the orders of what to get for the last little stint here, because, you know, we want salmon cheeks, we want so it's
gonna be awesome.
Good, it's kind of nice, it's a little lecture, and then they're all really good chefs too, so it's kind of good stuff. So
his last week in business, he should change his slogan: you can beat our prices, but you can't beat our meat.
I'll let him know.
If he likes that one.
I miss you, McGee. It's good to see you, buddy.
Good seeing all you guys.
Yeah,
man.
All right, well, we'll do it again. I really appreciate all you guys' time. It was good to see you. So Tim and Chad and Jason and McGee, we'll all hang out soon and stuff. And thank you.
Being a late entry into this, where do I get paid?
Checks in the mail.
Checks in the mail.
Thanks for watching. Don't forget to like and subscribe by clicking the round button on the bottom right. To learn more about me or the guests on the show, go to joelrody.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok. The handle's Joel Rody. And don't forget, when you party like a rock star, don't be a dick.